This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's biggest cities aren't the only ones celebrating Pride this month. In the small town of Palisade, a Pride float trip is launching down the Colorado River tomorrow morning. Organizer Caleb Verganchik hopes Paddle with Pride serves as a reminder that queer people are everywhere.
It is cool to kind of get to disrupt that narrative that these parts, you know, of the country that are maybe rural and more conservative are always hostile or not a place where queer and genderqueer people can find community and live authentically.
Verganchik is with Paddleboard Adventure Company, which has been hosting the flotilla since 2021. COVID-19 hospitalizations in Colorado are now at their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Right now, there are 64 people hospitalized with confirmed cases. That's the lowest number since the crisis began more than 3 years ago. And it's just a fraction of the peak of more than 1,800 patients hospitalized with the virus on December 1st, 2020. Vaccinations plus improved treatments and understanding of the disease have all contributed. Coloradans are still dying from COVID-19, though. Last month, that number was about 20 a week. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado will not introduce an additional type of sports betting anytime soon. The Denver Post reports the state's gaming commission voted to take no action on a type of online betting that's similar to a stock exchange for gamblers. This kind of betting would let gamblers bypass betting odds at traditional sports books and place bets against each other instead. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.